is Southside.
Now, every so often, we're always keen to actually promote the very best of people who are undertaking a whole range of inspirational activities, or indeed helping other folk out through a variety of activities that they get involved with, maybe because they've been through a life journey themselves, which has been interesting and so on. And one such so, there's somebody who can actually combine the providing of disability vehicles with connections with Mongolia, etc. Who is this person? Well, we've actually got a spokesperson to actually speak on this gentleman's behalf. We're speaking, of course, at present to the spokesperson and Public Relations Board, Minty Steed. Minty, are you there?
I am indeed.
Excellent.
And it certainly is to Mongolia. I've heard of From Here to Eternity, but it's from North Yorkshire to Mongolia, which all started, actually, but you know I'm forever looking for something interesting for our listeners.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
And especially for podcasting worldwide, as you know, people all over, you know, listen to our podcasts. And I came across by pure chance a tiny lad, well presented but very small lad, just said vehicle suitable for conversion. And bearing in mind, thinking of, you know, if there was a good ferry out there somewhere for Southside, we could then have a mobile radio station to bring all the events directly from them for our listeners, rather than recording and having people representing us at the various locations that we can't attend ourselves. I rang up about it. I then discovered that a Mr. Boothby, who will be well known to people in the Scarborough area and around that part of North Yorkshire and the East Coast, because he's always had garages there, has taken up residence for part of his motoring enterprise at a place right near a place that I believe glorified under the name of Snooty Fox, which is at Heslerton, which to anyone knowing the Scarborough from Moulton Road, no, it's just a few miles out of Willington, and not that so far from the late Guy Cunard, who was known as the Galloping Major. Now, it turned out that Mr. Boothby has a very enterprising idea to help disabled people, is that he not only finds disability vehicles for whatever their needs may be, but he also provides, shall we say, the second-hand ones that through the motability have then gone back in, and therefore for a very economical price, you can get a first-class disability vehicle, and many of them are ideal for turning into something else altogether. And from that I found out that not only does he offer this, but he even offers a service whereby if a disabled person wishes to go and see the vehicles, then he sends out what is literally a disability-disabled taxi service, driven actually by a chap who spent a year himself unable to move at all due to nerve damage, and he recovered from it, and he's written a book called Going Full Circle, which is for sale on Amazon, and his name is Philip Taylor. So he understands when he's helping somebody disabled to go and see the disability vehicles because he's been there himself for a while, which is always very beneficial to a disabled person, and it doesn't make someone feel, I don't mean humiliated, but sometimes a condescending look, if you're having difficulty in movement, can sometimes upset more than not really taking much notice of you, you know? And so you get a whole thing, a taxi service to a garage, you can see the vehicles, and of course there's some very fine motor cars too, they're not all disability ones, and then you take them back to your home, which I think is a marvellous innovation in this sort of thing. Now, I did find that, you know, I was checking Mr. Boothby about this service he offers, and that I said I felt it would deserve being on radio, and I said I'd do anything of note, you know, you'd like me to mention. And he said, yes, he said, a gentleman from Toronto phoned him, wished to come over and buy a disability vehicle, and then he went to the Moulton railway station, he collected the chap from Toronto, flown over specially, drove him to West Eslerton, showed him the disability vehicles, he chose the one he wished to take, he drove it over to the ferry, took it over to Shannon Airport, flew back all the way to Toronto in Canada, then he's coming back to take the disability vehicle to Geneva, where from then on he and his son will drive it all the way to Mongolia. So So, because there's nothing at all for the disability situation when it comes to people living on the Mongolian and the Russian steppes. So, it's from West Heslerton to Outer Mongolia via Moulton Railway Station via an ad in the Yorkshire Post to a little garage at West Heslerton. Now, that's on Alex.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm dare ask, is there any such thing as a website people can follow his track or such? Or is it just a case of they need to keep aware of us?
Absolutely. Well, Boothby is spelled B-O-O-T-H-B-Y, Boothby, and it's the www.boothby.co.uk. And it all comes up there, and it is everything, all the pictures of disability vehicles, all the things you can and can't do with them. And I did notice there was some as little as £3,000, which is excellent for anyone, you know. It's really super things. And I still have my eye on the thoughts. Perhaps we could convert one to Southside and have you going hither and thither doing all the shows.
Wow, well, there we are. Anyway, listen, once again, many thanks for a sensational, inspirational story. Again, it's Booth B that you need to go to, B-O-O-T-H-B-Y, and follow the trek of the man to Mongolia with his disability vehicle.
Absolutely, all the way to Mongolia.